Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. It is so good to hear your voices on the line and to see your names here on my screen. I hope that whoever's ordering that wonderful seafood lunch has got enough for all of us. It sounded wonderfully good on the order there. So I like seafood, so praise God. We are welcoming you all to the Deliverance Temple Ministries Morning Worship Conference Call here for June the 14th, 2020. Happy to have you all in the building, as it were. We are the building, as we found out a little bit this morning in Transformation Hour. Just a reminder, the Lord sending us, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I'm glad that we are lively stones in the building, as Peter reminded us also. And so we're glad that you managed to get in. I hope you didn't have to call too many times. I had to call a couple of times to get in this morning myself. But I am in here, and we are ready to glorify God. There is a powerful word from the Lord today. There will be some powerful special announcements today, and we've got actually a couple of extra treats for you today during our morning worship service. So without further ado, we're going to get underway, and I believe that our own Felicia Tucker, Minister Tucker, is our opener for this month of June. And so we're going to ask her to come right on out.
Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome to the DTM Praise Line. I pray everyone is doing well. I thank God that he allowed us to see another beautiful Sunday. And even though it is not in our church building, I thank God we are able to still fellowship via phone and social media. Hallelujah. The building may be closed, but we are the church. The church are open 24/7. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, as I was listening to my praise and worship music, I heard a song that really spoke to me this morning entitled Nobody by Casting Crowns. And in it, this was my favorite part. He says, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You pick 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me saying, who do you think you are, I say I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. That spoke to my spirit this morning. It was just so powerful to me. And it brought me to this. When you hear the devil or anyone speaking to you with demonic snake talk, what do you do? Well, you need to immediately shut it down so it doesn't reach your heart. I believe if Adam and Eve hadn't listened to snake talk in the world wouldn't have been in the predicament it's in now. No matter what goes on in your life, no matter how low you may feel, do not listen to or follow snake talk. Because it is sent to make you doubt who you are in Christ. It's meant to distract you from your purpose, and it's meant to cause confusion. And y'all know our God is not the author of confusion, but the God of order. Declare right now that if anything hisses snake talk in your ear, you will rise up with your sword of the Spirit and cut its head off, because it has no place in a believer's life. When the devil reminds you of your past, you need to boldly remind him of his extremely painful hot future. I declare, as spiritual sharpshooters, we shooting all negativity down over here. You know how the young folks sometimes say that something gave them life? Well, I declare Jesus Christ gave us life, and we won't let the enemy steal, kill, or destroy it with snake talk. Look the enemy in his face and declare, all I do is win no matter what. I said what I said. I declare we are on the winning side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for guaranteeing us the victorious win by your supernatural blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you will, please join me in reciting our church declaration. And it reads, today, We declare, we believe that through the word of God, we can have what it says we can have. We can do what it says we can do. We believe that through our faith in God and service to him, we are becoming empowered individuals and families who believe doors are opening for us, barriers are being broken, and increases coming to us greater than ever before. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And if you have your Bibles, tablets, or phones, please turn with me to Proverbs 4, and we're going to read 4:23 through 27. And it reads, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked and keep your feet from following evil. God bless the readers, hearers, and doers of his holy word. Please bow your heads as I pray for you. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for helping us to get through another week. I thank you that you woke us up in our right mind. You are our majestic, blessed King. You are our comforter and provider. Lord, please bless our founders, Bishop and First Lady Knox, all of our leaders, members, and all of our listeners. Lord, help each and every one of us guard our hearts. Help create a clean heart and a right spirit in us. Help us to be mindful of what we are listening and saying in this hour. Lord, please heal those who are hurting and restore their body, soul, and spirit. Please re-energize those who are tired and feel like they can't take another step. Lord, give them hind feet to keep running the race to completion. Father, please refocus and recalibrate those who have gotten off track and help them understand they are still, yes, the apple of your eye. Lord, continue removing the scales from blinded eyes so we may see what you are doing in the land. Help us to be still and know that you are still God. Lord, pour out your spirit on all flesh so that mass revivals will break out inside and outside the church walls. We ask all this and give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your time, and I will now turn it back over to Minister Mark.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tucker. We appreciate you so very much with that exhortation and inspiration. Praise God. God is still on the throne, no matter what's going on around the world. And we are grateful that we are able to come together, if not physically, we are certainly able to come together and fellowship digitally and virtually, and we've been doing that, and I got to tell you, it's been a good time. It's been a good time. The word is flowing, the praise is flowing, and God's people are being blessed. I know it because I hear you talking about it. Hey, I want to jump into a few announcements, and I promised you at the top of the call that we had some special things going on today. So I'm not going to keep you in suspense about this most perhaps awaited announcement that I'm about to make. The board and bishop met on yesterday and discussed matters and looked at situations and considered all the options, and it was concluded that our reopening date, that is the date that we will physically be back in the building at 2101 West Chestnut Expressway here in Springfield, Missouri, the beautiful Queen City of the Ozarks. Somebody said, Mark, you said you wasn't going to drag it out. Okay, it's July 5th, the first Sunday in July, we will be back. I know y'all are shouting out there. That's the first Sunday in July, July 5th. We will be back in the building. Praise God. Now, I want you to understand that we will be maintaining certain precautions, and there will be expectations And we're hoping that every one of you, along with the other visitors that may pop in on us, will be compliant and go along with us there so that we can all enjoy the service and be safe. You will be receiving a letter. Many of you receive letters checking on your well-being and saying that we love you. Sister Tyra sent out those letters. She will be also sending out a letter soon that will help set some expectations for what these first few services at least will be like, and the kinds of precautions that we will take, the kinds of safety measures that we will have in place and available for you. And so be looking for that in your mailbox. If you do not, if she does not have your address, I'm going to give you her number here in a moment, along with the announcement for offering. And feel free to give her a call, give her your address so that she can make sure to get that letter to you. But I know that everybody is happy about this announcement today. Some of you wish we would be back today. I get it. I understand. But we are erring on the side of wisdom, and this is the conclusion that we've come to along with Bishop. So I'm very happy to announce that on July 5th, first Sunday in July, first Sunday of the seventh month, first Sunday of the second half of the year, yeah, all of that, we will be back in the building. Praise God, praise God, praise God. With respect to offering, it is vitally important now as much as ever that we continue to give. Listen, we are givers, and nothing, pandemic or otherwise, stops givers from giving. And I thank you for all that you have done so far while we've been in this pandemic shutdown situation. We do continue to get love notes from city utilities and others during this time. So we do have to meet those obligations, of course. We have at least five ways for you to give. And on our website is the first set of those. That's at deliverancetemple.org. Most of you are familiar with that probably by now. deliverancetemple.org. And you just click the Giving tab. There you'll find that you can give by Square, by PayPal, or by Cash App, any way that's convenient for you. If you'd rather give over the phone, do give Sister Tyra a call, and she's happy to help you with that. Likewise, if you would like to mail your donation in, she's happy to help you with that as well. Her number is area code 417-827-7721. Again, that's area code 417-827-7721. Praise God. Lastly, I would like to announce for any and all of you who would like to participate, and he did not put me up to this, so this is not on his end, but I am giving you an opportunity to bless the man of God. Next week, next Sunday is Father's Day across America, and we are so happy and blessed beyond measure to have the greatest spiritual father of all time, our own Bishop David Knox. And we want to bless him next week. Those same ways that I just announced that you can give are all available for you to bless the man of God as well. If you would, if you're giving by PayPal or by Square or by Cash App, just use the memo area to make a note that this is for Bishop for Father's Day. Bishop, Father's Day, something of that sort, put in there. And that way Sister Tyra will know to make sure that he gets that blessing. But we want to be a blessing to the man of God. We want to honor him. Listen, honor is extremely important in the eyes of God. And we want to honor the man of God that he has set over this house and be a blessing to him and let him know that we love him so very much on next Sunday. Amen? Now, listen, I've got something special for you today. I'm full of surprises today, as you're finding out. Something that we do very oftentimes at church during our scheduled services is something that we haven't been doing here, been able to do until today. So we have testimonies. And listen, I know things are crazy out there in the big world. I know that we have this whole COVID-19 pandemic thing going on. I know that we have social unrest as people are seeking, and justifiably so, for an end to racism and to injustice, police brutality, etc. So there's a lot going on. There is a whole lot going on. I know that folks are dealing with issues at home, dealing with issues at work. Some of you are wondering if you have work to go back to. All of that going on. I get it, and God certainly gets it. But even in the midst of all this craziness and upheaval, God is still on the move. And we wanted to bring to you some of our own, some of your own, your brothers and sisters to hear from today that have a testimony to let you know that even in the midst of a pandemic, God is good. And so, first of all, we're going to bring on our own assistant pastor, Pastor Carol Clark, who I think this is, Pastor, is this 13 weeks? Is it more than that?
14.
That you've been 14 weeks, except for what, about half an hour you was outside the house in 14 weeks?
Yes, you
probably got the record there for us there. But come on with a testimony for us this morning, Pastor Carol Clark.
Amen. Hello, Deliverance Temple family. Honor to God, honor to Bishop and First Lady. I want to praise God for his goodness. It's been 14 weeks I've been in this house. 14 weeks. Outside of 30 minutes, the tower took me for a ride, completely masked and gloved. And I had to sit in the back seat, which was sterilized before I got in there. But anyway, it's been 14 weeks. But God has been good to me. I'd like to report that God is still on the throne. When I'm lonely, I start praising him. Not complaining, but praising him. And he lifts that loneliness off of me. I'm not depressed. I'm not afraid. I'm not sick. God has truly been faithful to his word, which says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He has supplied my every need in abundance. You hear me? In abundance. Spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. God is good. The doctor visited me on the phone. I think they call it a phone appointment. And she asked me a bunch of questions, and I said, I answered them. And then she said to me, I'll see you in 6 months. Praise God. Praise God. Some of you all have come to my door and visited with me. Yes, I said my door at the window, talked to me, brought me food through the door. I praise God. And my family has done the same thing. Praise God. But you see, I have been in quarantine for real. Praise God. But my family loves me and I appreciate them. But through it all, I've learned to trust in God. I don't like being inside all the time, but he has turned my darkness into light. After he has tried me, I'll come forth as pure gold. I praise God for his goodness, his mercy, and his faithfulness to me. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I'm through, Brother Mark.
Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Carol. I'm encouraged just hearing you. I am, indeed. Thank you so very much. God bless you. God bless you. Hey, we're going to keep moving, and we've asked another very special person to share with us today. When I think about somebody who is seems to be just pretty much always upbeat. Now, I know she has some down days. We all do. But she just seems to be upbeat most all the time. And I've asked her to come on and share the goodness of God during this pandemic as well, what's been going on in her life. And that is none other than our own Sister Shannon Black. Sister Black, come on and talk to us.
Good morning, Deliverance Temple. And I'm so happy to hear all of your voices. I'm so glad just to be here, just like, you know, Pastor Carol was like, just to be in the land of the living, to see the sun shine all the time. And just, it's a wonderful thing just to have, you know, the sun on your face. That's acknowledgement that God is still with you. You know, even if there's an overcast, the sun is still behind those clouds. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to just share with you, you know, I'm during this pandemic, you know, I was considered an essential worker. So I had to keep going to work. So God blessed me to even allow me to continue to go. I haven't been sick. My kids have not been sick. My husband has not been sick. My dogs have not been sick. He's just kept us. He's kept us healthy. He's kept us together. He's even, you know, financially, he's been just overflowing in my household. I was, you know, the taxes and everything. I've got a larger increase in my taxes this year. I got that unexpected stimulus check, and I even got two bonuses from work. I mean, during a pandemic, who would have thought that I would still be getting increase and then being obedient to giving my tithes and offerings to help with, you know, DTM paying their, you know, that utility that, you know, Pastor Mark is talking about. And, you know, just continue to give my sacrificial offering to the Temple Project. We're even about to make another payment for the Temple Project. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank God for just all his blessings, for the relationships that he's been building, you know, that intimacy that we continue to be building together, just he and I, even with my husband and my kids, cooking more, everything. I'm just so excited, and I just cannot wait to see you. And my fact, July is my birthday, Pastor Mark. So I'm just praising God for everything, and it's just a blessing just to be here. So thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Sister Shannon. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you needed a little encouragement, you ought to be encouraged right there, that God is the God of everything and of every time, even in the middle of a pandemic. I remember the scripture in Genesis 26, where we're told about Isaac being commanded by God to sow in the midst of a famine, and God gave him a 100-fold increase in the middle of a famine. Imagine that. So here she is getting bonuses, getting pay increases, getting blessed every which way in the middle of a pandemic. God is still God. And I'm encouraged, I'm encouraged, I'm encouraged this morning. Thank you so much, Sister Shannon. Praise God. I got one more for you. Y'all know this voice. I had to have a man in here come on and balance the thing out a little bit. But I wanted to bring this brother on because I tell you, I know that he has been working super hard to make his dreams come true. And when I see those things beginning to break forth, I rejoice. We ought to rejoice when others are being blessed, when things are working out for other folk. And so without further ado, I want to bring to the line our own minister, Sylvester Lane, and let him tell you what God's been doing in his life right in the middle of a pandemic. Amen, brother? Sylvester, come on off mute now. Sylvester. Well, praise God. He may have his own phone muted. I've got him unmuted here, and I see him on the line, but I am not hearing his voice. I don't want to give you testimony for you, bro, but I may have to. Okay, not sure what's going on there. I will tell you, for those of you who do not know, that Brother Sylvester, Sister Hannah have been busying themselves with opening a new business for them in the city of Nixa. And in the telephone or electronics and telephone industry. And even in the midst of this pandemic, when you might think it's kind of a crazy time to start a business, that's the timing of God for this situation. And so we give praise and thanks to God. Maybe we'll have him on next week to say a little word. I don't know what's going on with his line there today. But we certainly give praise that even in the midst of a pandemic, people are opening new businesses, people are getting raises on their job, people are getting new spiritual insights and blessing. And so God is still at work in his people, still at work amongst his people. The word of God is not bound, and we certainly don't want to keep the praises of God bound either. And so this morning, I kind of sprung this order this morning, but I know she's up for the challenge, and she's been doing such a wonderful job. I hope that every time you get to see her or talk to her that you're letting her know how much you appreciate her. I certainly do, and that is none other than our own songbird. I call her the songbird. Sister Brecca Henderson is coming to lead us in a time of worship and praise up behind those wonderful testimonies. And Sister Brecca, I'm going to turn it into your hands, my friend.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Deliverance Temple. I miss each and every one of you. I can't wait to see all of your faces or part of your faces under a mask on July 5th when we all get to come together and worship together. It will be an awesome, joyous day in the Lord. If you will, sing along with me. I know everyone is muted, but I would love it if you would just sing with me because we have come this far by faith, leaning on God's everlasting arms, and we know that he did not bring us this far to leave us. So if you'll sing with me this morning, God bless you.
Trusting in his word. Ooh. Lord,
in your word, God. We know you didn't bring us this far, God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. We trust you, Lord. We know that we have come this far. My faith. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. We know you never leave us, God. For you never forsake us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray. But where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to lose. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and sing to you the song. Take me to the King. Truth is a time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So let's speak right now. Let it fall like rain. Oh, oh Lord, we're desperate. We're chasing after you. Oh, no rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. I don't have much to give. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. To gaze upon your glory and to sing to you this song. Lord, we're in a way. We keep making mistakes. The goal is not for us,
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Brecker. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 We have come this far by faith. And we're not going to stop moving forward by faith now. We've come too far to turn back. We've come too far to turn around. God has brought us here not to leave us, but to carry us forward. And so I thank God for the faith that he has given us. You know, we're not so different than other folks with respect to the fact that we have problems, we have issues, we have challenges, we make mistakes, we do things wrong, we mess up. That's every one of us. But what's different about us is that when life happens, and it certainly will, we know where to go. We know where to go. Take me to the King. That's where the answers are when I'm weak. That's where the answers are when I'm tired. That's where the answers are when I'm confused. That's where the answers are when I need a word. Take me to the King. His arms are always open wide. He always bids us come on in. The scepter of access is always extended to us. Access granted. So take me to the King. That's what you can do. Take me to the King. Oh, thank you, Sister Brecker, once again. I so appreciate those songs and the timeliness of them this morning. Listen, without further ado, I want to bring to the mic the man of the hour to go as the Lord will lead him. I know that he has a word in his mouth for the people of God today. Bishop, we're so grateful for you this morning. We're turning it into your hands, sir.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Happy to be here today. This is a beautiful day today. This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. In spite of the pandemic, God is doing great and mighty things. I'll be happy to get back to Deliverance Temple. But you know what? I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to hold my breath until I get there. I'm going to do what God has laid on my heart to do, and that's to reach people for the kingdom of God. I want you to know that God expects us to get on our job. If you get on the telephone, you can reach somebody. Praise God. Well, the Lord is doing great and mighty things. I'm back in the book of Joshua. I want to point out some other things to you. I think it's just good to go through it sometime and refresh in what God told Joshua. Now, I want you to be strong. I want you to be of good courage. Now, you're going into a land that you don't know anything about, and you're taking with you a bunch of tenderfoot, that, you know, that haven't been here before, and now, but you're going to do great things. I remember the Lord spoke to me and told me, I want you to come back Springfield. I tell you what, God said, I want you to come back and take territory. That don't mean we come back and sit down and, you know, and just do what we do. No, God said, I want you to take territory. So we're here to do that. Hallelujah. And God wants to help us. I want you to know that it's not our power. It's not our strength. Praise God. But it's the strength of God that is taking us through and helping us to get done what he wants us to do. We are lights in dark places. So I'm grateful to God. I am happy to be here. I didn't want to come back. I praise God. But I'm here, and I'm grateful that God knows best. And I want to go to the sixth chapter. Well, I want to bring you up to the bit. God brought Israel across the Jordan, and every step they took was miraculous. God said to Joshua, "Tell the priests to go down and step in the Jordan that was overflowing, and it was flooding over." Praise God. And it seemed to be we don't understand that. And I don't know how the priests felt they were bearing the ark, but they did. They obeyed. See, the key is obeying God. You don't have to see everything. You don't have to understand everything. You just do what God tells you to do. And, God didn't go into motion until they stepped in the water. They put their feet in there, and as soon as they put their foot in the water's back up. Praise God. We see God working. He's just waiting on us to obey, do what he says do, not trying to figure it out, not trying to understand everything, because you don't understand what God is doing. God does supernatural things. Praise God. And they stood in the water until everybody passed over. Praise God. They took 12 stones out and put in the camp where they were. And praise God, the priests were still standing there in the banks or on the bottom of the, praise God, Jordan River. Hallelujah. And so Joshua said, y'all can come out now. So they came out of the river, praise God, with a testimony. I want you to know that it's not by power nor by might, but it's by the Spirit of the Almighty God. I want you to do that. I want you to know God wants to help us, but we have to understand that we need him. We are instruments in his hand. Jesus told his disciples just before he went to back to heaven, he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And that's the power that's working in us today. This is the light that keeps us shining in dark places. I know it's rough. I know people are doing things. They're acting crazy. They're going, praise God, look like out of their mind. But it's okay. We're here, praise God, to lift up a bloodstained banner for the Lord. Hallelujah. So Joshua and the group, they went over, they stopped at Gilgal, praise God. And while they were there, God gave Joshua some more instructions. He said, I want you to circumcise these young men that came over with you. These men that had been neglected by their fathers in the wilderness, he said, you take sharp knives and you circumcise these boys, because the circumcision was a covenant that God made with Abraham years before. And we are in covenant relationship with Abraham even unto today. Hallelujah. Now, they circumcise these boys, and it spiritually means it's a pulling off of the world, the flesh, and of the world. We are dedicated to God. We are in relationship with Abraham, our father, Hallelujah. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, we are his descendants, and we have the same relationship with God as they have. Hallelujah. And then when this happened, when Joshua did what God told him to do, the Lord said, now I'm lifting the reproach of Egypt. Now, when they came out of Egypt, they were slaves. But God said, I'm changing that now. You're no more a slave, but you are a fellow citizen of Israel. Praise God. You're a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You're not a slave anymore, so you can forget that slave mentality. Sometimes, you know, we have to, as a race, we have been in slavery. And you know what? It kind of lingered on us. But, you know, we have to get rid of that mentality, that slave mentality, that, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to tell me what to do. I don't have no power of my own. But, yes, we do have power. We can change things. God wants us, hallelujah, to recognize who he is. And God wants to use us. I know we're having problems now. We have racial issues, but don't worry about a thing. God has everything in control. It's not about what they think or anybody else thinks about you. It's what God says about you. We are who God says we are. Praise. So don't let that bother you. You know, it doesn't bother me what other people think about me. The biggest problem I have, what do I think about me? Praise God. I want you to know that God wants us to make it. He's on our side. In spite of what might be going on in the world, I want you to know that God is leading us. We're no more slaves. Hey, we're fellow citizens with God. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that God wants to do great and mighty things for us. And listen, the only way that God is pleased with us is when we obey. You know, regardless of what it seems like, stop trying to figure out what's going on. Let the world take care of that. We're going to take care of God's business. Praise God. I want you to know that, praise God, Joshua, he led the people out, and they got to Jericho, the principal city, the greatest city in the territory, and God subdued the city, praise God, not by power, nor by might, but by the power of the Holy Ghost. God brought them out. He reduced the walls of Jericho down to dust. It fell straight down. Hallelujah. And I want to mention one person in here. There was a lady there, praise God, that lived in Jericho. Her name was Rahab. Now, Rahab was a very important instrument in God's hand. Now, you wouldn't think that God would use somebody like Rahab, because Rahab was a harlot. Praise God. She had a harlot house. Hallelujah. But you know what? God is good. She had faith in God. She said, told the spies that came to stay with her. She said, we heard about you, and I have faith that God's going to turn this city over to you. And she went into covenant relationship with the spies. Hallelujah. And she was one of the smartest women I know in the Old Testament, because what she did, she said, I want you to promise me that you're going to save my family. You're going to save my mother, my father, my sisters, my brother. And the spy said, if you put them in your house, they will be safe. But if they're on the street, they're on their own. I want you to know it's time that we save our families. It's time that we get our children, get our young folk, praise God, our sisters and brothers, bring them into your house, praise God. Have fellowship with them.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. You know, when Noah, in his day, They were the only ones that were saved were the ones in his house. Mm-hmm. They were the only ones in the ark. Nobody else would come. But that's fine. If you will get your house, if you will save your children, God has given us time now during this pandemic. You know, they didn't go to school and you didn't go to work. So now you have time with your children. God, see, it may have sounded bad and we thought it was a bad thing, but God has a way of bringing good things out of bad things. Praise God. So when the walls of Jericho came down, guess what? Rahab had a house on the wall. All of the buildings of the, praise God, the wall, they all came down, but the porch where Rahab lived, because God saw her faith, and her faith saved her and her family. I want you to know, praise God, God so much, she was such a great lady that she was in the lineage of Jesus Christ. And even in the New Testament, in the book of Hebrews, she's mentioned there as a woman of faith. So it doesn't matter what your customs was. She believed God, and God highly exalted her. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. I want you to know God wants you to be blessed. He wants to save your families. So don't let your family go to hell in a handbasket. You save your family. Look out for them. Hallelujah. I want you to know that the young man, praise God, that he betrayed the people. He took the accursed things and went home with him, buried him in his tent. Praise God. But you know what? God saw it all. This brought the drive to a halt, because God can't bless us when we're disobedient. I don't have time to go into it now, but I want you to know that God will help us as long as we're walking by his rules and we're doing what he has told us to do, as long as we are obedient to him. But when we step outside of it, when we begin to touch the accursed things, then it brings a problem to us. I want you to pray for your brothers and sisters that we all can walk in peace, because if we don't, you know, one person can stop the train. Hallelujah. It can stop the blessings of God. But I praise God, because God gave Joshua the situation, put it back in his hands. So now if you get rid of that, praise God, Achan and his family, I'll continue to bless. But I can't bless you as long as somebody is messing up. Somebody is not doing what God told them to do. You're trying to do it on your own. Achan was, he wanted what he saw. He saw the gold, the silver, and the Babylonian garment that he saw. And he envied those things, took them and planted them in his tent. But God exposed him. Hallelujah. And guess what? When they got it all together, got rid of him, God begins to bless again. Because if he's doing the wrong thing, God won't bless your mess. You got to get it together. You got to repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just believe God, that God is going to bless you, bring you through, even in hard times. We're in a capital campaign. We're believing to pay our church off this year. This year we're going to have a clear title to our building. Now, I know the pandemic is here, but it's okay. Hallelujah. God is greater than the pandemic. Absolutely. We're believing God, though evidence proves contrary. Hallelujah. Well, I just praise God. I'm grateful to God. I want to do what God wants us to do. I want you to know, if you go with God, God will certainly go with you. And if whatever you're willing to walk away from determines what God will bring to you. So you don't have to envy any of this. Give God what's his, and God will give you what you should have. God bless you, the Lord. Smile on you. Keep on keeping on, because he's on your side. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen.
Praise God, Bishop. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. I hope that you are listening. I hope that you are hearing the word of the Lord today. I'm hearing quite clearly that it is time for us to obey. It's time for us to be unified under the direction of Holy Spirit. Bishop mentioned that when Achan got out of unity with the rest of the people of Israel there and decided to do things his own way, it brought problems for everybody.
Yes,
and
sir.
So as we move forward and as we move back into our physical building, it's not business as usual. God is doing a new thing, and it will be highly important. It always is, but especially now, I think Bishop would agree, it'll be highly important for us to be in unity and to be in obedience to the voice of the Lord as he directs us going forward. Sister Brecca saying, we come this far by faith, and there ain't no need to change methods now on that. We need to continue to move by faith. There ain't no need to try to sing from some different playbook now. Faith has brought us this far, faith in God and obedience to God and unity in the direction of God that he's given is what's going to take us forward. Is that right, Bishop?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So, Bishop, if you would, after that powerful word, if you would pray for the people, because I know sometimes, you know, we hear and we don't hear. But this message is going to find us, even this week, I'm sure, as the Lord is bringing us into our order and into alignment with what he's going to do, because there are a lot of distractions out there in the world. But I know that we need to be able to fall in line with what he's saying and to be obedient to his direction for us if we're going to be successful. So if you would pray for the people before we go today, Bishop, that would be great.
Father, we thank you today for your mercy. I pray I rebuke that spirit of envy and strife. I rebuke that spirit, God, that makes us want what somebody else has, God, and we're mad with them because they have more than what we have, God. I bind that in the name of Jesus. God, we're brothers and sisters. I pray that the love of God will touch our hearts and that we will love each other. God, you have not given us the spirit of fear, now, hallelujah, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, God. I thank you. I rebuke every weakness among us, God, in our minds. Hallelujah. We're not feeble-minded. We are believing God. We have a strong mind. We have what he says we can have. We can do what it says we can do. In Jesus' name I pray, and let it be so. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, everybody. It's been awesome today. I hope that you have heard and been blessed. We packed a lot in today. And I just want to give you an opportunity as we close out to both thank Bishop and give as we close this service today. Amen.
Good morning. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Bishop. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. Jesus, go forth, God. Hallelujah. Help us to go forth.